Hi, this is Beth Joan Shaw with Spirit of Success. Welcome to First Things First, a weekly devotional for businesswomen who desire God's guidance as we seek to honor Him with our businesses. We meet by teleconference each week on Monday mornings to hear a word from the Lord and encourage each other in prayer. It is hard to believe that it's already the month of May. Oh, my goodness. It means, though, that we made it through winter, which that's great. I'm not a big fan of winter, but it does give us beautiful springs. Well, it also means that we've been committing our hearts to our 2019 verse of the year, which is from James 1:5. We've been committing that to heart for a good 4 months. If any of you lacks wisdom, you should ask God, who gives generously to all without finding fault, and it will be given to him. Well, we've been seeking wisdom from God for our daily decisions and our actions for the past 4 months, and we'll continue to do so throughout the year of 2019. We're seeking to be women of wisdom. And as we seek wisdom from God, the Bible tells us that there are 9 decisions that we can make that will affect our daily lives as we follow God in wisdom. Now, you probably know these 9 decisions better as the 9 fruits of the Spirit, which can be found in Galatians 5, starting in verse 22. Let me share them with you. This will be familiar. But the fruit of the Spirit, meaning what is produced in our lives, what is seen in our lives, but the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Against such things there is no law. Well, ladies, that's the 9 decisions that we make daily. How will we walk in wisdom in each of those areas? How will we love today? How will we show joy, peace, etc.? And as we commit to growing in wisdom this year, those 9 decisions, those 9 fruits are going to be very key. And we're going to spend the next 9 weeks to our growth in those areas with the assistance of our scriptures, of course, God's holy word, and the book A Life Beyond Amazing by Dr. David Jeremiah. If you'd like to purchase a copy, you certainly can to follow along, but it's not required at all. There's no judgment. It's just sometimes I know you might enjoy following along and gleaning from some of the extra areas that I won't be able to share or cover on our calls, but I will share little glimpses of each chapter each week. A Life Beyond Amazing by Dr. David Jeremiah, those 9 decisions that we make. So we begin our study today with the decision we make about how we will let love guide us. Now, when we talk about love, it's not the I love baseball love, although I do love baseball, but it's not that kind of love. Or the I love pizza love, although I do love pizza, but it's not that kind of love. No, it's Christian love, and Christian love is genuine love. And as the author states, love is oxygen for the soul. We have to have it. It makes every other part of life beyond amazing possible. And meaning it's the foundation of everything that we will talk about. The author also says this, and I'll quote, "This love isn't just a spiritual sensation. This love wears work gloves and handles everyday nuts and bolts of life. It's highly practical. It hugs the lonely and feeds the hungry and tends the sick and comforts the sorrowful and puts up with the insufferable. It is kind and long-suffering and pure and perceptive and positive. In outlook, it is truly the key ingredient of a life beyond amazing love." Love. Well, this unconditional sacrificial love, this the kind God shows toward us, that while we were yet sinners, God so loved us, he sent his own son to be that sacrifice. And now, as Christians, God commands us to show love to one another, not by what we feel, but by what we do, and without expecting anything in return. Now, that's not always easy. But then God is not asking us to show agape love, this special kind of love, agape love, in our own strength. No, no. God knows we can't do that in our own humanness. He's given us the Holy Spirit in our heart to work through us, to be able to do what we in our own humanness could not, would not do. Sure, it's easy to do acts of agape love toward those we like, but for those who are difficult, insufferable, that's so hard. Oh, I have them in my life, do you? You probably do. It's hard. On my own, can't do it. But God can infuse me with the power of the Holy Spirit to make better decisions. And we get to make a decision to allow God to give us that strength through the power of the Holy Spirit. You know, one of those first acts of love is to pray for God to infuse us with a greater love for others. This is a prayer that honors God and that He will answer. He will answer that prayer. The prayer that says, give me greater love, Lord, for others, especially those who are difficult. Enlarge my capacity, enlarge my heart, infuse me with a greater love beyond myself. God honors that prayer and He will respond. And when we are faced with those who are hard to love, God hasn't asked us to adopt their ways in order to love them. I mean, there are really some caustic people out there. I mean, really caustic people out there in our lives. He hasn't said become like them to love them. The author says this, and I'll quote, "We are not asked to abandon our feelings. We are asked to bless and pray that God will do His work in the lives of our enemies, those who are difficult. We are not asked to expose ourselves or others to these people, but only to pray, bless, and do good for them. After all, many of those who harm us are not repentant, and they may even still be a danger or a threat to us or others in some way." Do you have those in your life? I do. Those who are not repentant, those who a relationship right now would do only harm. But I will ask God to bless them, and I will pray for them and pray that my heart would continue to expand and not grow cold. That's agape love. That's through the power of the Holy Spirit. Not always easy, though. It's our decision to love others with agape love, and it is a daily decision. It is one prayer, one act, and one step at a time every day. You know, one Bible study, one book, one really good sermon, that's not going to do it. It is a daily decision, one prayer, one act, and one step at a time that we will love others as Christ loved us and loves us. It's in the little things that often others don't see. But God knows your heart and your obedience to God to do the little acts of love. And God will credit to your account. John 13:35 says, "By this all will know that you are my disciples if you have love for one another." You know, ladies, people are watching us as Christians. They're watching us. They're looking to see if this Jesus thing is really for real. Our acts of genuine, selfless love speak loudly of our authenticity. And we each have a daily decision to show love to others in our prayer life, our daily actions, our words. Goodness, our social media posts. Oh, that our social media posts would look different from most other people. We pray for the power of the Holy Spirit to infuse agape love in each of us, to do good works for others and pray for others that they would see Christ in us, because that kind of daily decision is a wise decision, moving us ever closer to that heart of God, becoming women of wisdom that we so seek. Well, thank you for listening, and I pray that you receive the message from God today that will encourage you and equip you to do your work as unto the Lord. And if you'd like to participate in our weekly live First Things First Tele-Bible Study Time, just email me, Beth@spiritofsuccess.com. Thank you, and God bless.